this one goes to work.
That's terrible. Oh, they've got to stop this fight.
They've got to stop the fight.
Oh.
And Michael Zarafa.
Wow.
Says sayonara to Jeff Horn's Japanese dream with a huge upset.
No, we're not an upset, Bill.
No.
It was always on the cards,
exactly.
Our man. Yeah, beautifully prepared. We had him in, and now he is, well, we're going to get to the bottom of the exact world ranking. Pretty boy, welcome to you.
Oh, well, thanks for having me back, boys. I appreciate it.
Hey, well done, mate.
Superb.
Because when you were in here, whenever it was, 6 weeks ago, you said you are fitter and stronger.
I called it. I told you Jeff Horn will fall.
Yeah,
and
you did.
I went out there and I proved it.
You did, mate. And you had him early, too. You dropped him in the second round, didn't you?
Yeah, look, you know, we had stuck to the game plan. We're throwing that left hook in the first round, and it kept missing him. And
yeah.
We sat back after the first round. We're trying to say, just drop that punch by a little bit and you'll catch him. And we went out there and caught him earlier than we thought.
So you actually listen and take it all in when
I
you're
try.
In that corner?
I try.
Because you'd be all... up and about, and so you actually do listen to the train.
I try to listen. Like I said, I go there and just see what I can.
Yeah.
But, it was gross. Awesome experience.
Mate, it was great, nuts. Mate. And we all saw, I saw the highlights on the, I think it was the Fox News, and we were just talking about it off air. When you had him and he started getting the staggers and he went back into the corner and then walked into the right hand,
sure
I thought, oh,
man.
My goodness.
Well,
he's in all sorts.
I said to the ref, well, as I saw him, I knew he was hurt because the ref was looking at me. I basically pointed at Jeff and said, mate, turn around, have a look at him because he was bad.
Yeah.
But it's not my duty of care. So I said, mate, I've got to finish this. So I ran straight at him and, as you said, straight off that biggest right hand.
That's it.
And very respectful after the fight, what you said.
100%.
Yeah.
Give credit where credit's due. He's done things that I'm doing, I want to do. So, yeah.
Do you speak like later on? Does he text you and say, well done, mate, or anything like that?
No, he hasn't. But, yeah, like I said, it was huge. Hats off to Jeff. He's a tough fighter. I just knew going into that fight that I was going to win. Styles make fights, and I trained hard and mentally and physically. I told you 6 weeks ago I was
in
the best shape.
No, you knew.
And
in your yellow banana suit,
your
tracksuit you had on.
The highlighting suit, yeah.
Oh, and what about in the ring, Bill? It was a white styling trunk with the gold sash and then the white gloves, white boots.
I know.
It was a fashion statement
pretty
in
boy.
The ring.
Pretty boy comes to impress.
Pretty boy.
Oh, I love that.
Did Mum watch it? Because she doesn't like the watch.
Yeah, she was in the back room. She was a bit of a mess. 5 minutes before I went out, she started crying. I said, Jesus, is all
Lord.
I need. But, no, it was good, everyone. Yeah. The team was grouse. You know, we sat down and we just, like I said, we went through the game plan minutes before we went out.
Yeah.
And then we said 36 minutes will change our life. And we just stuck to that. And as soon as I got in the ring, I said, mate, this is it. All the hard work pays off now. And I just knew. I knew it all along.
27. When does a fighter, when's he at his peak?
Yeah, I'm not even peaking yet. I'm already 30 fights in. They say around 28 to 30, you start peaking, you're mature.
Yep.
But I'm already experienced. I fought, you know, 3 world champions. I've dominated my country. You know, so I'm definitely ahead of my career and still a baby.
Well, I read just before on Wikipedia, you're now 6th in the world.
Correct. So I'm 6th, but I think Canelo Alvarez has moved up a division. So I think I'll be moving even further down closer to the top, around 5 or 4. Yeah.
Gee.
So I'm in a very good spot at the moment.
In the world, that is, Jim.
I know, Bill.
Well, say something.
Oh, I'm letting the pretty boy speak.
Yeah, in the world. It's crazy.
In the world.
It's dream, yeah, it's nuts. But,
so what is that now? You've how long off? How do you organise the next fight?
I never have days off. So basically the next day after I fought, I was already up running, training twice a day.
Out of Cranbourne, weren't you? Yeah, to the gym
crazy,
then?
Craigie Burn, yeah, crazy burn.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm already back into it. Like I said, nothing intense. I'm not in full camp at the moment, but you know, just waiting for my team and management to get a call.
So how does that happen? They just sit by the phone sort of thing, or do they get on the front foot and speak to an opponent you might like to take?
Well, we have a bit of power now. Now that we've got the win, a big win, we have a bit of power now, and we can make a few calls and say, look, man, you know, we've got a date. Do you want it? You know, I'm sitting at number 4 or 5 in the world now.
Yeah.
So, then basically they'll just give me a call and say, look, we're fighting on this date. This is the opponent. What do you think? If I give the green light, then we start training camp 10 weeks, 12 weeks.
Yep.
And then, we just work towards that date.
What's changed? Has anything changed since Bendigo? You come in here on your own last time and that silly bloody suit. But now you got the boys with you here.
I've got a team now. I've just
company.
Now recently got a new management team and stuff like that. You know, I got my boxing manager, Brendan Burke, and my trainer, Sammy Labruna, but I've also got Mark Donovan, who's helping out with his partner, Kathy. And that's my dad.
Oh.
And,
dad.
Yeah. So. It's all happening. It's life's changed a little bit. But, we're all good.
Full entourage, Fat.
I know.
That's what it is.
I tell you what, things have changed a little bit for him, Jim. Oh, pretty boy.
Oh, no.
Oh, well. No, it's good. Good on, mate.
Straight under the bus.
Exactly.
Exactly. We loved it, mate, because we loved how you came in, called it, and then delivered on it. Absolutely superb. So what we're going to do next, Bill.
Oh, no, Jim. No. Tell the people, please.
He's going to hurt himself. He's going to hurt himself.
There's only two people in this conversation that have got proper ability in this area, and they're not you, Fat. No,
I'm happy. I put up my hand. I'm not a lover. I'm not a fighter.
We got some pads. And some just training gloves.
Yeah, training gloves.
Bill, and just some pads.
Pad work.
I'm just making sure you understand their pads.
Because I want him to just let...
Pretty boy's not putting one on my beak. Yes. These are training pads. Are you prepared to just do a little bit of pad work next, Pretty Boy? All right, it's coming up.
And Michael Zarafa is in the studio.
Here we go. Arc it up. Pretty Boy Zarafa coming in now, looking good too in the white and the gold trunks. And old Jim Spaghetti Arms, Spaghetti Legs, Brayshaw.
Having just knocked out our man Horn become the fourth ranked fighter in the world.
Exactly, Jim.
What we're doing with our man, the Pretty Boy, is we're getting some pads on him because I've been talking. Me and I can talk at a level you can't.
No, shut up.
Right? You got no idea.
Did you do your boxing this morning?
Boxing this morning.
Oh, look at you. You don't even look right with gloves on.
Shut up. All right, Pretty Boy, you ready for me?
Let's do it.
Just a little bit of pads because he's got a slight issue with his hand. So I'm going to have to wind it back a touch.
Don't go too hard.
Because normally I'd be, there'd be leather landing everywhere. But I've got to be a bit careful with my man here.
So you're going to do a bit of 1-2-1-2. Here we go here. Jim's got this. Righto, Pretty Boy. Here he goes. Ready? What are we doing? 1-2. Oh, nice. Oh, look at that. This saw you'll be able to see. Not bad, Jim. Not bad.
Look at this.
You go. What about uppercuts? Some uppercuts.
A couple of them. Yeah. Those in.
Hooks. Hooks.
Here we go.
Hooks.
Body.
Body. Oh, look at that. That's it.
Go body.
And then upstairs. Spaghetti.
Right, upstairs. We can do it. Oh, look at Jim go.
Righto, that'll do. I'm worried. Don't get old. Don't.
He's got sledgehammers.
I'm the heavyweight, boy. Hey, well done, Jimmy. That wasn't bad.
Have a go.
How'd he hit him, Pretty Boy?
Mate, he's got two sledgehammers in his hands.
Oh,
there's a lot of power behind those.
Don't want to hear
are
that.
You listening up?
No, I'm not.
I would only because you had headphones on, I didn't go upstairs with you too.
Mate, we will have a fight. We will have a fight.
We went years ago to Warrnambool, Pretty Boy.
Yes.
And this kid... How old was he? 15?
Yeah, but he was a boxer.
Bill, he was,
boxer,
at
shit.
Best, he was 42 kilos.
Yes.
At best, he hit Bill Pretty Boy in the sternum, and he couldn't speak for 5 minutes.
Oh, I nearly died. No. It hurts right there in the sternum.
That's the worst place to be hit.
I know.
Too many Twinkies in the morning, maybe.
Twinkies. But, mate, because he couldn't hit me in the head, he was that small, but he hit there in the sternum. Jesus.
That was bloody funny.
That was Johnny Brown's old man.
It was, exactly.
Yeah.
So you've got no days off. So what's the next 2 or 3 weeks holding?
Look, we're just, again, just cruising, just enjoying life. Just waiting basically for the team to sit down with the next offer. We've had a few offers yet, but we're basically just sitting down and we don't want to rush into anything.
What about then, relaxing time, though? What does the Pretty Boy do with himself?
Go to the movies with...
Yeah, just... We just enjoy a bit of downtime with just friends, family, and just enjoy life. Just be normal.
A lot of boxers, especially when they get successful, like the bling.
Mm.
Another, yes. You know, the Lamborghinis, the soft tie. What are you? A watch man? Are you a car man?
I've got a bit of a aftershave thing. Ooh. I love my aftershaves and my smells. So,
yeah.
Nice.
You do smell. What have you got on today?
I think Hugo Boss today, actually. I do, Hugo. Yeah. Hugo.
I smelled it, Jim.
Did you?
I saw his eyes light up.
You're going to be watching the games. We've got Richmond, of course, tonight, taking on Bill's Mob, the Cats.
Cats tonight.
Yeah. I actually like the Cats.
Good.
Yeah, Gary Ablett's a...
Oh, yeah.
He got behind me for my fight. And,
did he?
Yeah, so I was wrapped and he's made me...
His old man could fight. His old man once punched the lumps out of Fat, didn't he?
No.
No, he did.
No, Lester Ellis.
Lester Ellis. Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that. Yeah, I did. I did actually see that.
And you?
But he could fight. He loved sparring, loved his boxing. Kept him fit.
Yeah. I know. I did see that sparring session.
Yeah.
Though.
But poor old Lester was giving away a bit of weight, too. Yeah. Don't worry about that.
And size.
And size. Yeah. Exactly right.
That's... Well, mate, great performance. We couldn't be happier for you. What a nuts thing you've done. Number 4 in the world, Bill.
4.
Well, get your head around that.
So you have to go overseas now, maybe? Or do you big fight back here? Probably not Bendigo again.
Probably not Bendigo again. I mean, look, that was an awesome arena. That was literally, it was electric. But I mean, if we get an offer overseas and it makes sense for us financially and total-wise, I mean, we'll take it. But I mean, we want to try to stay in Australia. This is where we live. So we want to be comfortable here and we don't have to acclimatise over there and basically fight everyone. We've fought everyone in Australia, given everyone a shot, and we've beaten them. So now we just sit back, relax. And
sponsors, what about that? We got any sponsors? We're always looking for new sponsors.
We're always looking for sponsors. You know, I wouldn't be where I am without all my sponsors. I have a few. They know who they are, and again, without them, I wouldn't be where I am. So a huge shout out to all those guys. And yeah, we are looking for new sponsors. So anyone that wants to jump on board, you can get in contact with.
He's on the way up, Jim.
Myself or my team.
World champion coming up.
No doubt, Bill. And you heard it here first.
Rush Hour. With two of the greatest fighters ever.
You just what I love there is you are witness to the craft.
Oh.
Fat, you now need to acknowledge. Look at that.
Give him some credit, mate. Give him some credit.
You heard the pretty boy.
Mate, we're going in the ring or whatever you call it,
mate. He's dropping bombs at 2 p.m., mate. Come on.
You hear that? I'm dropping bombs at 2 p.m., Fat.
Any more, pretty boy.
We'll put that up on Instagram so people can see it for themselves. Yeah. Rabbits.
Maybe not.
It's embarrassing.
Hey, well done, mate. You're a bloody star. Mate. Good luck with everything coming up.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Mate.